Hello, Podfix Nation. Keith Gala here. And before we get on to the Week 8 recap of the Podfix Football Weekly, I have been asked to, I would like to take this moment to comment on my actions towards the end of last week's episode. Everyone gets frustrated from time to time during the season, be it real or fantasy. Walking out is never acceptable. Regardless of the bullshit, I would like to apologize to Kevin, to Shep, to Sports 42 guys, the other Piff teams, and most importantly to you, the listener. I am a professional. I should have acted like it, and I can assure you it won't happen again. We good? Okay. Shep, play that magical music. Podfix. Greetings, Podfix Nation and fantasy sports fanatics. Welcome to Piff Weekly, your one and only source recapping all of the week's action in the Podfix Football Federation exclusively on Podfix Presents. Subscribe today to keep up with the league and cheer on your favorite team.
The Podfix Football Federation is brought to you by NAPOD POMO 2021. Listen to Podfix Presents all month long as we reveal the phrase of the day. Then hit us up on Twitter or email or the Podfix Nation on Facebook to tell us how you used the phrase of the day for a chance to win a Podfix prize pack.
Hello, Podfix Nation and fictional football fans. My name is Keith Gall, as I told you at the top of the show. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Podfix Football Federation Weekly. Playoffs are starting to appear on the horizon for some teams, and help me sort out and read that crystal ball. Our exclusive proprietary AI, the computer-operated sports talk neutral mission robot, better known as Kevin. Kev, welcome back to the show.
Is it not I that should be welcoming you back?
Whatever, man. You ready to start this thing up?
So we are just going to ignore how you win all the brawn and quit last week.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do. I mean, did you not hear the opening? I apologize already, so let's move on.
That was the network requirement, and everyone knows that. Let's talk this out amongst ourselves. I want to make sure I am getting the best version of you we can.
The best version of me was a wide-eyed preseason 15-0 predicted fool. Now I got 7 more weeks of dealing with this.
9.
What?
9 weeks. We got playoffs too.
Oh, great. Things just keep getting better.
My, how the tables have turned. And to think I used to be the cynical one.
You want the tables turned? How about this? How about this? See if this turns a bit.
Hey, watch what you're doing. Don't tilt it like that. Water. Water. Check. Check.
Oh no. The tables have turned. That large drink cup spilled on Kevin. Whatever will we do? Shep, call IT. Tell them we need some help. And also, while we wait, why don't you go ahead and play a quick commercial and prep yourself for the co-hosting duties, all right?
Hello, I am Saf Chagrin, podcast maven and president of the Podfix Network. And I am here to let a cat out of the bag. This November, the Podfix Network will be participating in something I think you will get a kick out of. It's called NAPOD POMO, or National Podcast Post Month. Every day of the month, we will be busy as bees, as we bring you the Podfix phrase of the day. Each member of the Podfix Network will introduce you to a simple phrase or idiom by filling in the blanks on its origin, and even teach some old dogs new tricks by helping you use them in your day-to-day lives. Now, in order to really make a mountain out of this molehill, and ensure this isn't just for the birds, the Podfix Network will be giving away a prize pack each week for someone who can show they used any of the phrases in their real lives. Text to a loved one. Letter to a coworker. Zoom call meeting. Even grocery store chit-chat. Just play it by ear and drop it out of the blue. Then email us at podfixnetwork@gmail.com. At the end of the month, 5 winners will be drawn at random to win. Piece of cake, right? And that cake even has icing. Wait. That's not right. But you know what I mean. You will make new friends by introducing them to a new saying, and more importantly introducing them to the network. The world then will truly be your oyster. Finally, before it slips my mind, and to ensure you don't miss the boat, I want to put a bug in your ear. Subscribe to PodFix Presents today wherever you listen to podcasts, so none of the NAPOD POMO episodes fall on deaf ears. That's PodFix Presents, the official podcast of the PodFix Network. Artist owned. And loved.
And we're back. IT told me they've taken Kevin back down to their department. They're going to put him in a large vat of rice. Hopefully soak up any of the water. I should expect a full recovery by next week. So that's great. In the meantime, we have work to do. And so I'm happy to welcome back for a second stand-up role, a stand-up guy, Shep Sue Shepherdson.
The flower that blooms in adversity is the most rare and beautiful of all.
Meemaw?
No, Auntie Mulan.
Well, your family tree is just ripe with wisdom. Let's hope you don't fall too far from it. And that includes maybe some fantasy football knowledge. Speaking of which, let's get a move on. First up, the only real upset of the week, as far as I'm concerned, Salve and Chagrin's taking down the number one ranked beer coolers.
The only thing predictable about life is its unpredictability. Unpredictability and Tom Brady. TB12 had 39 points, best individual performance in the Federation. Third time in 4 weeks he has led the Chagrins in scoring.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised by the outcome of this, considering Salve got zero from Gronk. He only got 12 points between Fournette and McLaren. But then I looked at the other side and I saw, 11 points apiece for Jalen Hurts and Ezekiel Elliott. Austin Eckler paced the backfield with 24 points. Tyreek Hill was very much improved, putting up 27 points for him.
The other beer cooler receivers only got 6 points, so it's easy to see where the weak spot this week truly was. It's my understanding you had a chance to talk with Mr. Chagrin about the game this morning.
We had a few things to discuss, so I tell you what, I did record some stuff. Go ahead and press play over there, and we can go ahead and hear it.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. It also means you don't walk out in the middle of the show.
Self. We're good?
I need you to record an apology at the top of the show this week. Make this right.
Fine. I'll do that before we start the show. While I got you here, can I ask you some questions about your win this week?
Sure. Fire away.
Tom Brady has been a steady hand steering your ship so far this year. Any insights on why the rest of your team has not been as consistent?
Do not be fooled by its commonplace appearance. Like so many things, it is not what is outside, but what is inside that counts.
And what exactly is that?
I can't tell you that. We still play again this year and I don't need you using any inside scoops to pull the playoff rug out from underneath me.
Have you seen my team? We aren't pulling any rugs anytime soon. Any truth to the rumor that you gave Brady the Bitcoin to give the guy who got his 600th TD ball?
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and, snap, the job's a game.
Okay. Well, you keep having fun, and thanks for your time.
Such a nice man that Mr. Chagrin. You know, a true hero isn't measured by the size of his strength, but by the strength of his heart.
Or on the strength of his wallet. Speaking of easy money, Sportsball 42 has been a go-to on the Vegas odds makers. This week, amazingly, they put up a full team on the field. That may be their Achilles heel. Looks like that's the problem that they could have. Cooper Kupp and Joe Burrow led the team again this week with 24 points and 28 points each. They even got 15 from the Saints defense. That's a lot for a defense in this league. However, they didn't get much anywhere else.
From failure we learn, from success not so much. So maybe SB42 will glean some insights from their struggles at running back for once. 7 points between Cook and Sanders is not going to get things done for anyone.
Meanwhile, the Central Floridas went for consistency as a way to battle through injuries and the bye weeks. The main slots for QB, running back, wide receiver, and tight end all had double digits, led by Harrison Cook with 20 each. Najee had 120 overall yards and 1 TD. Cooks had 83 receiving and 1 touchdown.
Sometimes the right path is not the easiest one. It takes a lot of coordination to get a full team effort, especially when you are down a key contributor.
Are you talking about Dak Prescott or are you talking about Kevin?
Well, it is easier to produce the show when I am not a talking head. Pretty sure I just missed Skipper Bob calling in for commentary on his win.
Okay, well, go check on that. And why don't we roll the next few commercials, all right?
Ever wonder why your kid won't listen?
Ever wonder why your mom is so bossy?
Well, we do all the time. That's why we created our podcast,
Love These Mother Daughter Talks with Brynn and Flynn.
Through a series of open and honest conversations, Flynn and I hope to deepen our understanding of each other and help other parents and children deepen their understandings of what goes on in their day-to-day struggles.
And more.
We are officially now on the PodFix Network. Also, find us anywhere you download your podcasts. Hey, Flynn, I love these mother-daughter talks.
Me too. Let's see you on our next episode.
Hey, y'all. Florida Man here. Many of you probably want to ask me, Mr. Florida Man, how do you find the stamina to do so many amazing things? Hamster wheels, mini golf with gators, outrunning the local authorities? Well, it's simple. I always make sure my girlfriend or ex-wife or ex-ex-wife or local police station keep a fridge stocked full with Rage P energy drink. Now, I'm a simple man, so to speak, and despite great flavors like Liger Loin Lemon or Snozzberry Blast, I prefer good old-fashioned original flavor Rage P. Plus, what exactly is a Snozzberry anyhow? But since they found out about the PodFix Network picking up my podcast for Season 2, Rage P Energy Drink went and did the darnest thing. You wouldn't believe it. They made a Florida Man Teeny. It's a limited edition flavor in honor of yours truly. Tastes like pickles. Rage P. When it comes to energy drinks, they're number one, y'all.
All right, welcome back to the second half of the Piff Weekly. Shep lost the coin toss, so he's going to get the ball first this half.
It's important to always look where you're headed rather than where you were. Unfortunately for Airwolf ears, that may not be a good thing. Despite the second win over It's Not Rocket Surgery this year, they may have lost Derrick Henry for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, not a good thing at all. Henry has been a beast this year. Lucky for Meaty Pete and the boys, wide receivers are strong suit. They may be able to weather the storm here. A.J. Brown, 155 yards and one TD catch for a team leading 31 Federation points. Lockett added 26 from the flex. CeeDee Lamb continued to be a draft diamond with 17 more this week.
I talked to Coach Pete earlier today. Congrats on the big win. With Derrick Henry going out for more than likely the rest of the season, do you expect it to be the last of the season?
Meaty Pete here, reporting from Santini Air Memorial Stadium. And listen, I got to tell you, after this week's come-from-behind win, I'm a little nervous for the coming weeks. Now, yes, Derrick Henry being out for the rest of the season is certainly cause for a bit of concern for the team. And, you know, although he didn't play to his full potential this week and the team clearly rallied behind him, I still worry a little bit that we're going to come off this high and fumble from here on out, pun intended. What it really boils down to, I think, here is that I'm pretty sure that Gary the Grenade has been gunning for me, and I'm pretty sure he gave me this win as a safety net. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. I just got to keep my eye out for him.
Hey, me. Hope you enjoyed your big win this week, because it's all downhill from here on out.
Gary, get your ass back here right now. We need to have a word with you.
You see, when the world turns upside down, the best thing is to turn right along with it. I think Airwolf will be fine. Then again, when you lose a top running back, there are some struggles which It's Not Rocket Surgery can attest to.
That's true. Actually, hey, can you get Liam on the line? I'll keep going with some stuff to see if you can reach out to him. Stafford led the Muskrats with 30 points on 305 yards and 3 TDs. Gonna need him again since Rodgers won't be an option and backup this coming week due to that COVID testing. Earwolf years against Lamar Jackson back next week, which should help lessen the loss of Henry even more.
Got him on the line.
Ooh, all right, cool. Hey, Liam, how are you doing? Welcome to the show. Hey, how's that Alex Collins trade working out for you, buddy?
Yeah, probably in hindsight wasn't the right decision to make. We made it a bit instinctively needing a running back for that week. Turns out we didn't need it, and he's not putting up any points for us, really.
Well, maybe you shouldn't reject other perfectly good trade offers that would be beneficially rewarding to both teams.
Really cool advice from the last place team.
Listen here, you water...
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Talk later, Liam.
Hey, what's your problem, Shep? I was in the middle of something.
The problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem. Do you understand?
My attitude?
Yes. Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. As show host and league participant, you need to understand that balance and respect all the creatures, from the crawling ant to the leaping antelope. You can't storm off set or pour water on a computer every time your team struggles or when it's obvious you were annoyed Liam didn't take your trade offer. Which, in hindsight, was it really a good offer for both of you?
Honestly, I don't even remember. Jeez. Honestly, I... Come think of it, I don't even remember. Jeez. Thanks, Shepard. You really pulled me in off the ledge right there. I mean, wow. Which family member gave you that bit of insight?
Grandpa Mufasa, on my mother's side.
You are an onion in a man's body. There's layers upon layers.
Shall we move on to pop-up versus planthropology?
You really know how to build the guy up just to knock the chair out from under him, don't you, Sheppy?
Everybody's got problems. The world is full of problems. You're lucky yours are just with a fictional world of football. A place where Kyler Murray's bad game is probably worse for the Arizona Cardinals than pop-up.
This is true, but he kills it when I have him on the bench. I start him, and he comes up, semi-lame.
Disappointments are to the soul what thunderstorms are to the air. This cannot be a team of common men because common men go nowhere. You have to be uncommon. 0 points at wide receiver is calm. Actually, that is uncommon for your guys. Wow.
Yeah. See, rough week. You can see why I'm on edge now, right?
Okay. Let's focus on the plant professor. Jonathan Taylor was great again with 21 points to lead the team. You had two players, Jones and Henderson, who both scored more. He had Kelsey with only 6 points. Your tight end who you just picked up that morning had only two less.
This is true. How the hell did I not win?
0 points at wide out. Pretty sure we covered that already. Also, someone online once says they're your coach.
Hey, coach, good to hear from you. I see you shook up the lineup this week, and I know we talked a bit about it. You put Murray back in as starting quarterback. Would you say there's like a pop-up curse going on here? I mean, Mahomes gets hit in the head. Now he's, Murray's playing poorly. Twice now we'll put him in the starter this week. It just doesn't seem to be working out.
My name is Coach Rocky Gladwell. I wouldn't say there is a pop-up curse. What I am afraid of is the dreaded curse of the golden monkey tail. Ever since I came back from the Amazon with this statue, I've had nothing but bad luck.
Shep, you got anything you want to add?
What are the severance packages like for the coaches over there?
I'm hoping to get out of this without that statue. Everything else is gravy.
Okay. Whew. I'm pretty sure I'm in a better headspace now. Damn. Now I kind of feel bad for Kevin. I didn't honestly think the water would tip over.
Want me to see if IT got him up and running to close out the show while we are on the next commercial break?
Nah. You earned your place here this week. Run the last set of commercials, and then we can wrap it up, okay?
30 seconds. Ignition sequence start.
Here, we got a roll program.
It's not rocket surgery. The latest in science, technology, and geek culture.
astronauts report it feels good.
Sunday nights from 10:30. Broadcast and streaming live. Podcast at all the usual podcast places. Follow and like us on Facebook and on Twitter at RCKTSRGRY.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
The Eagle has landed.
Sometimes getting a good night's sleep is not just hard to do, but it's no fun either. That's why the fine folks at Slumber Party Mattresses have invested the time and money to make every bedtime a better solution for somnolence. Whether you're dozing, napping, or snoozing, getting some shut-eye, or catching some Z's, Slumber Party has a scientifically enhanced mattress for you. Top options include the Catnapper, 40 Winks, the R.E. Emmington Steel, and the Eternal Rest. The last one can be converted to line your coffin, so even in the afterlife, you can sleep like there's no tomorrow. On top of that, each model is genetically modified to your specifically required repose. Never have another sleepless night and get a Slumber Party mattress today. Use code PFFF to receive 10% off shipping. That's code PFFF. Slumber Party Mattresses. Proud sponsors of the Podfix Football Federation.
Time to recap, reward, and predict what we think will happen. Poorly, as little my scores have been showing. Despite the loss, JL's beer cooler. Still number one overall. Below him in the Florida division is the Guild, followed by Salve and then Sports Ball, who, for the first time probably since the first week of the season, is out of the playoff picture. In the worldwide, Vikram and company further plant, get it, their flag in the division. Airwolf floats in second, while Rocket Surgery and Pop-Up are fighting for, you know, the number one pick if we do this again next year. I don't know if I should put that out there, but, you know, it's there, you know. On the Player of the Week, sponsored by Rage P Energy Drink. Remember, Rage P Energy Drink, when it comes to energy drinks, they're number one. Tom Brady is back on the list this week, 375 yards and four touchdowns. Also, A.J. Brown, I think, is on here for the first time with 10 catches. He got one TD, and that's 155 yards. I did have Josh Allen on the list because it seemed like a normal thing to do. He's usually on here. 249 yards in the air, two TD passes, plus 55 on the ground, and one TD, right? Yeah. But I kind of came to learn recently that Sports Ball didn't even start him. That is a really weird move there. I'm starting to get even more confused and maybe frustrated again. But, Shep, who are you going to vote for?
Normally, Brady would be a no-brainer here, but I think Josh Allen doing it in the air and the ground gives him my vote.
Well, I mean, I don't think Josh Allen votes count because he didn't actually start. And that's kind of the rule we've been going with so far this year. Otherwise, I'm sure Kyler Murray got like three of these so far. I'm going to go with the Golden Boy on this one. I'm not sure if winning an individual week matters to him or not. Now, he's already in the running for the Player of the Year, but what he's doing this year is just nuts. The league overall vote also went to TB12. So congrats to you, Tom Brady. You may be one step closer to the Rage P Energy Drink Player of the Year. Prediction time. I missed out last week, so I'm still 9-14-1. Kevin went 2-2 again, so he is now at 9-13-1. And Shep, you got back to your winning ways. A nice 3-1, now 11-9 overall. Pop-Up travels to the Valley of the Gods, take on Airwolf. They lost Henry, they get Lamar back. Not too bad. I'm going to get Mahomes back in the saddle, and you know, hopefully we're going to figure out my wide receivers. Plus, you got me thinking a lot of positive things this week now, Shep, so I'm going to go take Papa.
I agree. I think the loss of Henry will be a bigger hole to fill than all the smaller holes you have.
Thanks, I think. Rocket Surgery at the Plant Man. Rumors of a CMC return. Are you buying it?
Rumors don't score points. Taylor does. I'll take Planthropology.
Yeah, sames. Liam, sorry for earlier's outburst, but our teams are in similar boats. I'm not sure we have very many oars left. The Podcast 42 Bowl part due this weekend. JL's Beer Cooler versus Sports Ball 42. Again, I was very surprised the beer coolers lost this past week. I think karma has come to pay for sports ball, so I'm going to take JL.
I remember Daddy told me fairy tales can come true, but you've got to make them happen. It all depends on you. Sports ball was the Cinderella of the season, but I think the clock struck midnight.
So you're taking JL too?
Yes.
All right, finally, the big showdown of the week, Salve and the Chagrins versus the Central Floridas. You know, I don't always agree with Kevin's logic, but Brady is still breathing. Salve for the win.
The Flory does get some guys back from bye weeks and injuries. I'll take them.
All right, well, there you have it, Podfix Nation. Another Piff Weekly is in the can, thus in your ears. Tune in again next Thursday for a brand new episode.
Best way to ensure you keep up to speed with all the goings on and whatnot is to subscribe to Podfix Presents and then wait with anticipation to see how it all shakes out.
For Shep, Kevin, the whole Podfix Nation, I am Keith Gala. Until next week, God bless you, and may your mustache grow like brushwood.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.
Every year, NYC Midnight hosts a screenwriting competition. It is unique in that it requires every participant to write an original screenplay that incorporates a randomly selected genre, theme, and character. The more than 1,000 entrants are divided into groups, or heats, of 25. Each heat shares the same genre, theme, and character combination. After a grueling 8 days of writing your 12-page screenplay, there is a grueling 2-month waiting period to see if you are one of the 5 best in your heat. If you advance to the second round, you get to do it all over again, except with a shorter timeline and a smaller page count requirement. This podcast will follow the journey of 5 hopeful screenwriters as they navigate the competition. Keith, Derek, Phil, Joel, and Julian attempt to rise to the challenge, achieve screenwriting glory, and help each other along the way. Midnight Writers, An Adventure in Screenwriting, is a limited-run series that will have new episodes every Monday. Episode 1 premieres November 8. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. Also follow the podcast on Twitter at Midnight Writer Pod. That's at MDNGHTWRITERPOD. There you will get updates, news from the writers, and any other fun things we want to share. At Midnight Writer Pod on Twitter and Midnight Writers, An Adventure in Screenwriting wherever you listen to podcasts.